Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Monday the 12th of December 2011. All of the technology news from the previous weekend in around 5 minutes. So, the Bendy Bus has gone. On Friday, the last running of the Bendy Bus took place on the 207 route from White City to Hayes Bypass. If you were a lucky enough person, you could have got a picture of the very last one running, but it's got to go. Boris Johnson has called these things bulky and ungainly monstrosities. Apparently, they're really good for fare dodgers, and they cost Transport for London £7.4 million every year in dodged fares. Yes. The 350 Bendy Buses are gone, and 500 new vehicles, 50 of which are double-decker hybrid feed vehicles, will be there coming 2012. And also in London, Lego has put up a Christmas tree in St Pancras Station. Yes, 400,000 individual bricks have all been linked together so that you can have a tree which is unfeasibly large and all made out of Lego. Whether it's easy to collapse or whether it's all super glued together, I don't know. You'll have to be there when they take it down. Maybe they just push it over. WebOS is still around, we know that, we told you about it on Friday, but Meg Whitman over the weekend has announced that they're going to come back with some tablets. Yes, the HP Touchpad makes a return, because obviously if you've got WebOS, then you need some tablets to run it on, so they're going to produce more of these things. They've already got the stuff to make them, I suppose, and it'll be out there as an alternative to Android, they reckon. But whether HP will make anything from it and whether they're going to follow the model of Google, who knows? No word on exact dates either, or prices. Forget your 3D glasses. QD TVs come in. Researchers have developed a new light-emitting crystal, and they're called quantum dots. And what they do is produce ultra-thin display areas. These things are so small, they're actually 100,000 times smaller than the width of a human hair. But because of that, they can be printed onto plastic sheets or paper, and you can fold them up and that kind of stuff. You can even spray them onto wallpaper to make an enormous display unit. No word on price, no word on availability, no word on commercial viability, but they're there. Well done, researchers. Scientists from Russia and Japan are going to clone a mammoth. Now, this has always been a story that's buzzed around for a while, but it looks like it's really going to happen this time. Within 5 years, they expect to have a walking, talking, in inverted commas, mammoth. The researchers come from Japan's Kinki University, which I've got to say I really want to attend, and Siberian Mammoth Museum. I bet that's a really interesting exhibit. They've got some marrow from a leg bone, and they reckon they've got enough to make a viable mammoth. Other people are saying, nah, rubbish. Now, if you're an Infinity Blade fan, you may be a bit upset because a lot of people have written in to complain that the fact that they upgraded the Infinity Blade installation on their iOS device and it reset them. Wherever they were, one user I spoke to went from level 27 back to zero. You had to start all over again. Oh dear, bad luck. Several people have been motivated to put one-star reviews on as well, complaining about it. Oh dear, bad luck. And Skyrim has been voted Game of the Year at the VGAs. It beat out Batman Arkham Asylum and Portal 2 to scoop the top prize. Well done, Skyrim. I watched someone play it the other day. It does seem a bit inane. And one other competition that's come to an end is the Live in a Digger Endurance Competition. This was run by a Finnish firm that challenged people to live in a digger for as long as possible. And two people have actually ended up with a tie. They've given up waiting because they've been in there for 6 months. Apparently, the prize for winning Live in a Digger was that you won a digger. This is a digger worth 32,000 euros that only does 4 miles per hour. Oh well, never mind. Shipping estimates on iMacs have come down from 2 terabyte hard drives, have gone from 2 to 4 weeks, which would indicate that the supply and demand issue, the supply's gone up and the demand has dropped. Whether that's changed the prices or not, don't be surprised to find out it hasn't. I went on Scan yesterday and had a look, and the prices are exactly the same. And a lot of them, you can't actually get a price online. You have to ring in and find out what today's price is for it. Keep shopping around, but they will come down in price, I hope, because I need to buy one. and Morphex has produced a ball robot. Now, you know about the Sphero that just rolls around using your iOS device. This isn't the same at all. This thing has six segments which make up the top and six segments which make up the bottom of the ball, and they expand open to form legs. There's a video on The Verge that you can have a look at which looks absolutely stunning, and this thing looks gorgeous and behaves beautifully. I have no idea what I'd do with it. I just want one, and that's the end of it. And Lensband has created the Gel Bracelet. It's a rubberized bracelet that goes on your wrist and you can carry it around. And when you get to something that you want to take a really close-up picture of, you take it and you shove it over the front of your smartphone, and it will take a macro image. The sample images that I've seen look absolutely fantastic, and it's available at Photo Jojo. We love them. For $15 each. I wish I'd bought one now when I bought me strap. I could have had a play. Here we go. It's time for Crap for Christmas. And it's over to Santa. Hello, Santa. How you doing?
Yeah. Oh, you're just fantastic. Thank you very much.
So, Santa, what were you up to over the weekend?
Wonderful, wonderful weekend. Yes, couldn't do... did nothing really much. I've got all the elves working overtime and double shifts.
Well, that seems a bit harsh.
I watched a film, yes.
Yeah, and did you...
Yeah, no, I know.
Did you download it?
I actually downloaded it, yes.
And was it legal? Or illegal?
Well, yes, of course it was legal.
Yes, of course it was.
Yes.
Anyway, come on, let's have it.
Anyway, yeah, okay. Anyway, Crap for Christmas today is an absolutely fantastic thing if you're a Star Wars fan. If you do and you ride a motorbike, which I guess most of you do, I think that follows the profile, then you can get the motorbike Star Wars Stormtrooper motorcycle suit. They come in two flavors. You can either get the White Trooper or you can get the Shadow Trooper. The thing looks absolutely brilliant, and the helmet, I'd just buy the helmet on its own if I were you, that'd be fine, wear a set of black or white leathers. The jacket is going to cost you $598 Canadian, the trousers are going to cost you $329 Canadian, and the gloves are $89. The boots also make up $100, the total cost is $1,165, or around £740, and it looks absolutely authentic. There's no word on the price of the helmet, though, and whether it's legal or not. But if you're sad enough to want this, then you can go and buy it. Well done. That's the Star Wars Stormtrooper motorcycle suit. Apparently it's all CE marked and approved as well for safety. Very good. Anyway, everybody, have a Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Santa. If you've got a story and no one else to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. Don't forget, we've got our Christmas competition, which is going to be drawn on the 23rd throughout the day. We've got some fantastic prizes, a 1 terabyte drive, and we've got some licenses for some software. All you've got to do is send us in an email with "I want to rummage in Santa's sack" on it, and on the 23rd, when we do all the shows, we'll have a rummage in Santa's sack, and whoever comes out the hat for each of the shows is going to get a fantastic prize. We'll see you again on Wednesday. Hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening.
That's the Star Wars. That's the Star Wars. That's the Star Wars Stormtrooper. That's the Star Wars Stormtrooper. Oh, I'm so much better than this. I can't be bothered. Stick it. No, I'm not doing it anymore.